Well, it's Food Truck Wednesdays now in Ellettsville. That starts in a half an hour, so we'll get Marty Hawk in and out so she can get out and enjoy such a beautiful day on Sales Street in downtown. It is time for county government with the county councilwoman. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, and yes, there's even supposed to be music today downtown as well, so it should be a great afternoon to be down there. Especially if it's not going to rain there for a minute, it still almost looked like it was going to.
It does. It looks like it, but I don't have anything on the radar. It's those big puffy clouds, and you think, well, if those gather some, maybe they can just hang out and do that. Well, is that how you envision Ellettsville, Marty? Food trucks, music, midweek fun? I know that was a big to-do last week.
Right. It certainly was. People really are looking forward to it. And, you know, maybe even a better turnout this week because there's been so much going on and people now they're getting ready for a holiday weekend coming up and they're thinking, oh, now it's time to get out and about and really start enjoying some of what this community has to offer. And when I say community, I know it's the entire county is really ready to start enjoying being together again. And so I'm looking forward to that because sometimes these meetings get to be a bit more than what it's, you know, I love county government, but it really isn't just fun going to all of these meetings. One of the things I wanted to bring up first thing before I don't get it put in there is having to do with the health department. You know, we discussed
right.
this a little bit last week about how important it was that we get all of our ducks in a row there because of the change in the health funding available for 2024 and 2025. And I did get those numbers, and the minimum, it looks as if that the county could get for 2024 would be $1.5 million about. And the maximum would be around $2 million. And then for the following year, the minimum is more like over $3 million with the max at over $4 million. So we're not playing games here. This is really big money. And yet we have to figure out exactly, where we want to be on this scale and what our, local match would be. Now, what they do is they average the last 3 years, including 2023, of the what has been spent here locally on property tax for our health department, and that would be the floor. In other words, the amount that we would have to continue spending. So what we want to make sure is that we don't grow that amount for 2023 from where we are right now, or that's going to raise, if I understand it right, the floor from where we will begin and would require us to keep it at that level. And the reason why that's so important, well, all you know, local dollars are important, but that is setting within that frozen levy that can only grow so much every year. And the state has made it clear that they are reducing the amount that we're going to be allowed to grow it, at least for next year, maybe even the following year. I forget what that legislation said, but I know that for this coming year, in budgeting year, and of course, that's we already started to work on that, it's reduced to a 4% growth of all of the things that are setting within that maximum levy. So we don't want to grow that health for yet this year for 2023. And I, as I understand it, there are some from the health board who are going to be bringing in requests for a great number of new employees having to do with the plan. But it is my hope that they understand they are not talking about for 2023. Maybe they're trying to put together a budget so they'll be ready for the 2024, because at the end of this year, the health department, and I'm sure they have to work with the commissioners and the council as well, in preparing this projected budget for what they want to do, if they're going to opt into this funding, and they also have to make it clear what we've done in the past. So this is big, a lot of money involved in this. The health director did send out a notice saying that she has been in touch with the Indiana Department of Health, because there's supposed to be a group there that's supposed to be helping locals put together their budget.
Good.
And so forth, so that it will, you know, it's not just our county, but counties throughout the state will, since this is brand new, they need to have assistance in putting this together. But we have to also be very, very knowledgeable here locally, that we don't add a lot of additionals on for yet this year, which would cause us problems in the future.
Right, you got to make sure that's how this plays out over time, and don't get too excited picking it up. Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, is our guest this afternoon, and talking about big money as well. The MCCSC is looking to have another, I don't want to call it mini referendum, but referendum on well, you know how local tax dollars work. They were not, Jeff Hoswell, Dr. Hoswell told me yesterday, they did not get the support they thought they were going to get from the state of Indiana on early childhood education, and now they will look to help themselves.
Well, and what I'm wondering is, what kind of a large windfall did the school receive with this last referendum, simply because it was tied to a certain rate times a much higher assessed value than anyone would have ever thought, you know, how everybody's assessed values went through the roof. Well, if you're working with a rate times a higher assessed value, you suddenly get a lot more money coming in than what you had projected. So have they looked at that to see if this windfall would allow them to use those dollars for what they're wanting for this next go-round? Because I think they might have a lot harder time getting people to agree on another referendum after this latest tax bills that people have received. I don't know. Maybe people just call me and nobody else is paying attention. I know my phone has been pretty busy with people saying, wow, I got my tax bill, and it's just like, wow.
Well, we've been trying to tell you that. We do it every Wednesday with Marty Hawk, trying to pass these informations along. Marty, tonight, 6 o'clock meeting. It's a town hall-style meeting at the CoLab, 550 East Miller Drive, to hear your opinion on what goes on. I'm guessing you can watch that on the internet as well. Check the mccsc.edu website. And our thoughts with Dr. Hoswell, our interview from yesterday, is also up at our website at wgclradio.com. So if you need to hear the words from, I don't want to say horse's mouth, he's not a horse, he's the superintendent leading the schools, but you understand the point. I don't do a very good job of passing along or translating any of this, so I will let folks go back and listen on what's happening with that going on. There are some adjustments they're looking to make if they're moving stuff from here to there. And again, I don't want to get too far in the deep end of the pool with this, but I know that tax dollars is right up your angle.
Well, yes, and when we're talking about, you know, in the past we've discussed, been talking about some of the TIF areas, you know, where they capture all of the increase in taxes and keep it in a certain area to grow for infrastructure. And when this first referendum, we found out that for whatever reason, they were not sending the referendum money to the school, and they were leaving that there in the total, if I'm remembering, and that was quite some time ago. So let's make sure people understand that even if you are on that circuit breaker where you think you're not going to have to pay any more than a certain amount, or if you're in the TIF area and you believe all you have to do is pay into the TIF, that referendum is on top of that. So that's on top. So you just have to make sure that people understand that when they're looking at the numbers, and especially when you're looking at the tip areas, because those areas will, those folks paying taxes in there, if they're in that Monroe County Community School area, will still pay that referendum tax, because that's, you know, they're talking about having that residential tip that would be in that North Park area, and that would be in the Monroe County Community School System area, because that's in Bloomington Township and not in Richland Township. Now, to be real clear, one should not assume that, well, Richland Township might someday be real successful in a referendum, and one would like to think that never is too big of a word, but remember that Richland Township already pays much more than the Monroe County Community System taxpayer pays, because it's only two townships that are paying into running that school versus all of the rest of the townships paid to operate the Monroe County Community School System. We have great schools wherever our kids go.
Right.
They have great schools and great choices where to go to school. So, and you know, my daughter's a school teacher. So
that's right.
Really,
and they're trying to get Marty everybody prepared for early childhood learning, which is the pre-K before you get to kindergarten. So everybody's got a better head start, so to speak, on all of that. And we're talking about building jails. Well, if we fund earlier education, maybe we don't build as many jails. I don't know, but we know we have both of these things on our plates.
Absolutely. And speaking of jails, that's part of what I wanted to talk with you about this morning at the county commissioners meeting. The chief deputy there for the sheriff was there to make a presentation and to make the announcement that Sheriff Marte is working on a 7-point plan on what can we do right now in our facility that we have right now to make things better there at the jail. And my assumption, it will be a lot of it will be tied to what can we do for better mental health and substance abuse areas there at the jail, that they need some assistance there to help those inmates have a better outcome. And that also is that there's going to be a sheriff come from Delaware County to the Monroe County Commissioner's work session next week, next Wednesday at 11:30, to make a presentation, and so that we can learn about what they are doing in Delaware County. We've learned some. We're going to learn some more about what's going on in Floyd County for some of the things they're doing. So we're reaching out. They're not just assuming they know everything that they can learn from others that are having good success in some of the programs that they're doing. And so our sheriff is working to make sure that while we are in the jail facility we're in now, we cannot afford to wait until a new one is built before we do the best we can with the folks that are there within our facility, and know the percentage of the ones in that jail is they are suffering from substance abuse and mental health issues and so forth.
We're not the only place, right, Marty? We're not the only place in the state.
Right. We are not the only ones that's dealing with this. Now, what we do know is that because we have, you know, a parole system right here that's like District 5 has several counties around, that probably is a part of, you know, we act like a magnet bringing some of the situations and problems here to our county. So we have to, it would be my hope that as we can, that we are encouraging those folks to go back home to their home county so that we don't have such an influx of what we have to deal with here.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but I don't think anybody, unless we have the funding from the state as a regional center, right? It's hard for us to say, oh, well, just out of the kindness of our heart, let us help. Maybe that makes me a bad person, but that's not how it is when we're paying the tax to foot the bill. It doesn't work that way. So that's
right. And it's a very expensive proposition to, you know, housing an inmate here. It's the most, as we had a sheriff before years ago said it was the most expensive hotel in town.
Right.
Because it's very expensive to operate and maintain. One of the things that they're trying to do in order to have the inmates feel like that they are respected as a human being, and for whatever reasons they made sure that they're ordering clothing for everyone, so that the old things that they were like forcing people into, a lot of that's being changed. Now that what they were able to get for the women has arrived, at least most of it, but now the ones for the inmate clothing for the males had to be, and it's on back order. But just having decent underwear and so forth, I think seems to be turning around a lot of attitudes within that jail system and helping people hopefully get better.
That always helps. And again, it'll be interesting to hear that point, those points in that 7 points moving forward, and the outside eyeballs looking on it to see what's going on. In other news of taxing information and such, on Friday, May 19th, a 3-judge panel of the Indiana Court of Appeals unanimously denied county residents opposing annexation an early appeal of the trial court's ruling that they cannot have a second 90-day remonstrance period. This decision affirms the path for annexation's trial to proceed. It is scheduled for November 13th through the 16th of 2023.
Right. Now, here's what's going to happen. We, the county council, need to, be some kind of soothsayer or something to try to figure out what's going to happen at that point. That's every time somebody says, oh, well, let's spend money on this or that or the other, I'm going, wait, we don't know what's going to happen with annexation. We need to just try to assume if this happens, where do we need to make adjustments? So I'm hoping people understand, and that the council understands, listen, this is going to affect everything. This is going to affect how much we're going to get of our income tax dollars. We count on those income tax dollars to operate county government and to operate our public safety dollars, and that's public safety dollars helps provide money for the sheriff and for the jail. And if those dollars are cut back, way back, remember this income tax, this latest growth of income tax that was just recently passed by the city, they determined that they would get it, get split up according to population. So they could get a gigantic more portion of it than the county will. And if this annexation goes through, they'll get even more on top of that. And they don't pay one dime toward operating the jail or the courts or any of the other government services that the county provides. So we need to be watching the dollars that we spend. And I fear that maybe there's that thought that, well, we've got all this extra money coming in from income tax. Let's just, because of this new income tax that was put in place, and it's just going to get right back out the door, $30,000 here, $30,000 there, and not understanding that we have the obligation that before we spend money on things we're not required to, we should make sure that we are fully supporting those positions that we are required to do. And so we may have to learn the hard way. I hope not. But the people looking at all these different programs and different committees and et cetera, where they're trying to grow county government, we better be figuring out where we are if we lose this annexation situation.
Well, that's a big deal, and that trial will start again in November. Nothing to do until then, until wait, correct?
Well, I mean...
Is there an appeal? I don't know how this works. Right,
what if we pass the budget assuming one thing, and then we find out at the end of November it's going to be a different thing? See, I don't have answers for that. That sounds like a great big legal question to me. So
it does.
I don't have the answers for that. I'm hoping that somebody's going to give us a heads up on it and help us to make good decisions. And that means that we're going to have really great financial advice. And we had somebody come from FSG to help us with some advice on some of this, as well as there's classes going on now, and there's different required classes that we're supposed to take. Let's hope people are very involved in that and taking those classes, because this is a major decision. To say that you want to serve on the county council, we have all of the obligations having to do with fiscal issues. That's not going to happen with somebody else. It's our job to do it. So, I know it sounds boring, but if you don't want to be a part of that, then run for some other office.
That makes sense.
Because it's just, I mean, everybody has, the thing that they most care about. And so run for an office that would cover that as well.
Makes sense. Well, I'll tell you what, you put your feet up, enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. We get caught up next week. It will be the final day of May. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. It's going to feel really like summertime. And Marty, I don't have anything on our radar more than on our forecast, more than 25% chance of rain until a week from Friday. So make sure your plants stay watered as well.
Right. And don't forget May 29th. There is at Memorial Park in Ellisville, 11 o'clock.
Excellent.
Do you have that on your list?
I don't, but now I'm going to add it to it, so thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.